Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 5th, 2024. From Jude, Priority of Identity, a lesson from Jude's introduction. Our daily devotions will continue using the book of Jude. I must confess that I haven't studied this book before very much. So let's dive into the book of Jude for these daily devotions. Jude, verse 1. A servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. So Jude first identifies himself as a servant of Jesus Christ. When we introduce ourselves to others, how do we begin? Do we begin by saying, I'm a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ? Or do we even begin by saying, I'm a Christian? Very often, we focus upon ourselves, what we do for a living, what our hobbies are, who our friends and family are. But Jude sets the correct priority. We are servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. That is the highest priority. Jude then states that he is the brother of James. Well, many in the early Christian church would consider this to be James the Lesser, the son of Alphaeus, who happens to be the half-brother of Jesus. Now, we don't know this for sure, but if we consider this true, Jude puts this half-brother of Jesus relationship as second to being a servant of Jesus. That's the number one importance. Again, this is something for us as Christians to consider. Jude would rather consider and have you understand the gift of the Christian faith, which is more important than who he is related to, even if he is distantly related to Jesus the Christ himself. So, Jude then names the audience of this letter. Jude addresses his letter to those who are called. Now, in the Bible, the concept of being called refers to God's invitation to salvation. Well, actually, this invitation goes to all people, for God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Jude then clarifies that these are beloved in God the Father. Now, in order to be beloved in God the Father, one must understand the atonement for sin that Jesus accomplishes for all people upon the cross. Jude also mentions that the recipients are kept for Jesus Christ. Now, there's a couple of good ideas here. First of all, it goes back to the idea of being a servant of Jesus, especially above and beyond the familiar role. The other idea is that the role of the Holy Spirit is the one who keeps us in the Christian faith. Without the Holy Spirit, we would run away and hide from God. We would be terrified of God, very much like Adam and Eve were right after they disobeyed and took and ate the forbidden fruit. So, as we were baptized into Christ, that's our identity. That's what Jude wants us to focus on, because through our baptism into Christ, we are servants of Christ, and we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the role of the Holy Spirit is to keep us focused on Jesus Christ and not be running away from God. Ultimately, unfortunately, we could reject this gift of the Holy Spirit. So Jude is writing to Christians to encourage them to continue in the Christian faith, to continue to be in Christ, to keep their focus and their identity in Christ. And for us as Christians today, we need to follow this idea, to remember our identity, Our identity is in Christ. And that's what we have received. And this is how we are going to remain faithful in the world filled with many trials and many tribulations. So Jude starts us off on the right foot. Keep your focus on Christ. He is our identity. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.